The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara discusses at length the visions of Maaseh Merkava that was seen by Yeshaya Anovi and Yechezkel Anovi. The Gemara says that Yechezkel Anovi is the Nevuah is described more by Richus, because Yechezkel Anovi was on a lower Madrega. Yechezkel is compared to a Ben Kfar, and the Novi Yeshaya sees the Melech, his Keben Ir that's used to seeing the Ben Melech, he doesn't have to describe it so elaborately. The Novi Yeshaya was, as the Gemara says, B'shas HaMikdosh, and Yechezkel HaNovi that started being Misnabe only literally at the end of the Bayis, he was from the Golus, HaShehoglo, Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bovel with Mordechai, like we did, like described in the beginning of the Megillah. His career of Nevuah started in Golus. Samuch Venira was already the time of Siluk Hashchina from the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore Yechezkel's Nevuah, even though there was still Nevuah, Nevuah continued throughout the 70 years. Those that were already Shaykh to Nevuah were able to be Misnabe for those 70 years, and for 40 years afterwards, until Misas Chagas Chai Malachi, 40 years into the Beis Hamikdash. Misas Ezra Seif is Malachi. So Yechezkel Hanovi's Nevuah was on a lower Madrega. We discussed in the previous year that the, as all the Svarim tell us, Reb Chaim Volozhiner talks about it, the Goyin talks about it, comes from the Arizal, that the spiritual character of any entity that exists, be it in the world that we live in, be it in the whole Bria, going all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod, is divided into four. There's something called the Olam HaAtzilus, there's something called the Olam HaBria, there's something called the Olam HaYetzirah, and there's something called the Olam HaAsiyah. And whatever the words mean, we have no shaykhis to these things, but what it does say is that Yeshaya experienced clarity in the Olam HaBria. Yechezkel HaNovi was able to, Bishaz Golus was only able to be misnabe on the level of Olam HaYetzirah. And Ruach HaKodesh is the ultimate purification of one's senses. What's called Ruach HaKodesh LePosko, Basko LePosko, is Karv LeNevuah. That's an experience of the most exalted Madregis of the Olam HaAsiyah, which is the world that we live in. Nevuah, by definition, means leaving. It's what we call in English an out-of-body experience, where a person would lose his physical sense of self, and he would enter a different realm of existence. So Yechezkel was able to conceptually experience the Olam HaYetzirah, whereas Yeshaya was able to rise even higher because he lived in a world that was more pure, and he was able to rise and experience the Olam HaBriya. And what the Gemara says by us in real terms is that, real terms, we're talking about Yoni Kabbalah, Malachi Ashores, it says that Yeshaya Novi saw the Malochim singing Tir Shirat Hashem with Shesh Knafayim, and Yechezkel HaNovi was only able to see them with Dalet Knafayim. Obviously, it doesn't mean that two were chopped off. It means that Yeshaya was able to experience. More was revealed to Yeshaya, he was on a higher Madrega, and the Malochim Bishleimusam on a Madrega of six wings was revealed to him. Again, the experience, the clarity of vision in the Olam HaBriya is different than that in the Olam HaYetzirah. The same way, the person is Mizachek himself in this world, even though we're not on a Madrega of Nevuah, his clarity of perception is different. The person who lives in the here and now, a person who lives Shakur in Olam HaZeh, Shakur in Gashmis, will have a different level of clarity as to life's problems, going to an Odom Godel, somebody who's living on a different level of existence. His insight into people, his insight into world events, his insight into current events, his insight into what makes people tick is different because he's looking from a higher perception. It's a higher level of clarity. Again, even in the Olam HaAsiyah, there's a Atzilus, Bria, Yetzir, Nasiyah. Anybody who ever walked into Reb Chaim Kanievsky or of Steinbach, L'Arich Yom, Mishneh, has an appreciation of what it means for a person to live in an Olam HaAtzilus, in the lowly world we live in. They live in the Olam HaAtzilus of our existence. So they're able to see things on a different Madrega. What's the difference? What's the difference for us between six wings and between four wings? So the Gemara says, Kan b'shas beis hamikdash, Kan b'shas churbonoi. The Svarim tell us that there in the kvoid, the brocha that the malachim give to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the recognition that they have of Gilui Kvoido Yisborach is the expression of Baruch Shem Kvoid Machusa, which is why we say it low. Baruch Shem Kvoid Machusa Lanavod is 6 words. And Yecheskel Hanavi only was able to perceive Baruch Shem Lo'olam Voed. The Kvoid Malchusoi is that level of clarity into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, which only exists B'Shas Beis HaMikdash. B'Shas Korban, even with Nevuah, there is only a level of Baruch Shem with Lo'olam Voed, but not Kvoid Malchusoi, which is why the Mefarshei Hasidus say that when we daven on Yom Tov and we ask the Rebbeinu Shem to reveal himself once again, build the Beis HaMikdash, we say Gali Kvoid Malchuscha, because that perception of a world where there is a Beis HaMikdash, a world where there is Hashuas HaShechina, is called Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusoi Lo'olam Voed. That's what the Svarim say. The Goyin explains on something that we could more plug into on our perception. The Goyin explains that the difference between 6 and 4 is the difference between Limud HaTorah, the Goyin, everything, every Hizgalus and every clarity of perception relates to Limud HaTorah. That's the Goyin's theme that runs through like a thread through all his Svarim. That's the Goyin was the one who, in the last few hundred years, was Noteya and Klal Yisrael, the supreme, the ultimate supremacy of Limud HaTorah in creating a Ruchnias Digabriya more than any other form of Avodas Hashem. It's unique and superior that it brings a person into a state of complete Dveikus Hashem. And the Goyin explains that the Sheish Sidrei Mishnah, discussed in the previous year, that the Hizgalus of something Bishleimus, Hizgalus of the physical world is also the number 6. We have 6 days of the week. 6 days of the week reveal a six-sided world. Everything physical, everything in totality has six perceptions. There's north, south, east, west, up and down. All that adds to six different levels of perception. The seventh is the Pnimius, is the Shabbos Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the expressions of any existence, expressions of daily life, of Yid's life, is six, Shisha Sidur Mishnah. Zok the Goyin, that B'Shas Churbin, B'Shas Golus, we don't have Seder Kodshim, we don't have Karbonus. When it's Sinner Ram, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Seder Tyrus. Tyrus is only a prerequisite for one to be able to be Oisik B'Kodshim, so we don't have this man as a Kodshim of Tyrus. We, living 2,000 years later, because there were so many years that we were out of Eretz Yisrael, have a very limited kesher to Seder Zeroyim. But Seder Zeroyim, even B'Shas Churbonim, is also practice, because there's still mitzvah tluyis baruch. The Goyin says, but churban beis hamikdash, the world of galus, the world of hesed panim, creates a world. The shknafayim of the malachim are levels of spiritual aliyah, are emanations of ways that a person can rise. What's a wing? A wing in a malach is not something that beats. It's not a pink thing that lifts him above the clouds. A wing of a malach, kanfei hamalach, is something that denotes a spiritual koyach that creates aliyah. 6 wings means there are 6 chalokim, Shisha Sidur Mishnah. 4 wings means that there are only 4 ways, there are only 4 emanations of that existence. Kodesh V'Tayris, which are a deeper level of Kesher with the Rebbeinu Shlom, we don't have. We'll add something to that. When we talk about Shisha Sidur Mishnah, speaking about 6 expressions of a Yid's Kesher with the Rebbeinu Shlom, we find the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph says that when a person comes up Lacha Me'evesim, he's asked 6 questions. The Gemara brings a Pasuk and the Gemara relates that to Shisha Sidurim and to 6 questions that are asked of a person. The Pasuk says V'hoyo emunah sitecha chois in Yeshua's chokm of Adad, and a person is asked Nosatsa v'nesosa be'emunah, emunah is Seydiz Roy Kovato itim la'toyru, is your Seydiz Manim, your Seydiz Moyid was Kodesh Lashem, that you were Kavetim Latayra. There's the, were you a Sakta Bapir Viriv, did you build a Yiddish family? And that's related to Seder Noshim. There's Tzipisa LiYeshua, did you look for salvation? Were you in touch with the ultimate reality of being Mitzapa LiYeshua? This has a Keshe with Seder Nezigen, which has to be explained. Pulpalta B'Chochma, Kodeshim is called Seder Chochma. And Das, the ultimate chibur of Das to the of Chochmah to a person is called Das. That's Seder Tyrus, which means, tells us, without getting into the protum of each of these experiences, that the same way the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah on an intellectual level, there's Shisha Sidrei, the 6 different aspects of one's Kesher with the Rebbeinu Shlom. There's the emuna, there's the nasat and nasos b'emuna part, and so on and so forth. Each part is a part of a yid's experience of living life dovuk by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Each part of Torah is a way of being dovuk by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this is the way the Goyin explains the Gemara. This vort of the Goyin, this pshat of the Goyin rather, brings to mind a very interesting in the Rosh al Torah. There's an interesting medrash. It says on the pasuk of V'hineh malachi alekim oylum v'yordim, but the malachim are going up and down on the ladder. He asks a question which almost sounds like a joke. Why did the malachim need a ladder? Malachim could fly. A bit strange. We don't understand that the malachim are climbing a ladder because they don't have a rope or they don't have a helicopter coming to get them. But the Rosh explains that what happened was b'mei dor ha-mabul, when malachim came down, says over there that the Bnei Elikim, the Malachim came down, according to one pshat in the Medrash, there were Malachim that fell Min HaShemayim, and they were bo al Neshois HaOretz, and they were left to stay because of their taiva, and they were only able to go back up. These were Malachim without Knofayim. They were only able to go back up to Shemayim when the ladder was created. Sounds almost like almost childish. L'chayru, what the Rosh is saying on a deeper level, is that when there's a disconnect in the Dor HaMabul, this world became a place that was so shakua in Chumrius and El Mazeh and Gashmius that it became a place of total disconnect from any sense of Aliyah Ruchnis. Malachim that were Dovuk in El Mazeh lost their Knafayim. What does that mean? The way the Goyin is telling us, they lost their Shaychis to making this world into a Mokum Kedusha. They lost their Shaychis of rising from El Mazeh and connecting Olam Hazeh with Olam Haba, bringing Olam Hazeh to a state of Dveikus Bashem. The world was in a state of disconnect, so to speak, until Yaakov Avinu, Titen Emes LeYaakov, Yaakov Avinu created a state of Emes, a state of connection, a state of reality where there is no stira to living in this world and being a Kodesh. Yaakov Avinu Nikar Kodesh, Ata Kodesh, Vishimcha Kodesh, Umdeishim B'chol Yem Yalu V'Selah refers to Yaakov Avinu, the Mefar Shehassid to say. And that means that Yaakov Avinu was the one who made this world into a world where Olam Hazeh is not a stira, Gashmi is not a stira. To Ruchni is one can bring Yichudei Shmoi Yisbach, one can bring Shechina Hakdoshah into one's experience of Olam Hazeh. Yaakov Avinu was the one who created that, which is why Yaakov Avinu put up the ladder. What's a ladder? A ladder is a means of connection between two levels. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba are now reconnected in the days of Yaakov Avinu. Of course, the Zohar tells us that Sinai, the Gematria Sulam. The ultimate connection is Chelkei HaTorah, is Limud HaTorah, which is what the Goyin is telling us. That the Knafayim of the Malachim is the same thing. The Knafayim of the Malachim is the same thing as Chelkei Torah HaKdoshah. Torah HaKdoshah creates the Olam HaElyon with the Olam HaTachton. The Sulam, which is Sinai, creates a connection. That's what the Knafayim, in place of the Knafayim of the Malachim, Yaakov Avinu had to recreate that experience, recreate that reality of Chibur HaElyon with HaTachton Malideh His Sulam. So that's all some of the oimik of the Gemara, the experience, the difference between Yeshaya and Yecheskel. The other difference is also the Rash Godel that's described in Yecheskel, which we say by Ovalotzin, which we don't say by Kedusha. Kedusha, we say the Psukim of Yeshaya Anovi. The Psukim of Yecheskel Anovi is what we say by Kedusha de Sidra, by Uvolatzin, which tells us that it's on a lower Madrega. The Nevuah of Yeshaya Anovi is on a higher Madrega, as we said. And over there we just say the Bechina of Kodesh Kodesh. The Rash Godel is the thundering, Psham Shemfol Hirsch explains. The thunder is the connection. What's thunder? Thunder is lightning when the energy forces that are above, when the rain and the thunder and the friction is between the Yoinim and the Achtoinim. That was the friction that was witnessed by Yecheskel HaNovi, is that even B'Shas Golos, when there's a Nituk, when there's a disconnect between Shemayim and Oretz, there's still a connection. The Yid can still create, forge, and maintain that relationship with being with the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Yid can still be Dovuk, B'Kedushos Yisbach. That's the Kol Rash Godel that Yecheskel HaNovi heard. It's not in Yeshaya HaNovi. Because in Yeshaya HaNovi, the world was still a world full of Kedusha. There was still a Beis HaMikdash. Memela, in Sefer Yecheskel, the Psukim are described in the Gemara by us, there was a covering of Choshech. Amelus Batera has to open that up. Amelus Batoyrid in Bayesheni, which is the Yecheskel Hanavi, was the beginning of that Tkufa. The Pasuk says, which is described as Amelus Batoyrid, Ha'om Tereshbal Peh, Ha'om Helech Bachoyshech Vro or Godl. There's a world of Choshech, there's a world of disconnect, and into that a Yid has to bring an Or Godl. The Rabban Shem gives us the Koyach, our connection with Torah, Emuna, creating from the Olam Hazeh that we have a haven for Olam Haba, a haven for Ruchnias, a haven for Shechina Akdoshim. All that is called Or Godl, but we have to carve that space of Or Godl out of our world of Om Hoylech B'Choshech. That's the message that the Navi Yecheskel leaves us with. The Navi Yeshaya is talking in a different world. The world we live in. We daven for the day when the Rabban Shem will reveal again that world. Galik Kvoid Malchus, as we said. But meanwhile, we're still in the world of Ha'om Hoylech B'choshech V'ro or Godl. The world of Yecheskel. To create that Raj Godl, that connection between the Olam Aruchni and the Olam Hagash.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.